The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now when Jesus had heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region of shadow and death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." So immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went through Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Change doesn't change the world. Courage does. A friend of mine who's also an Episcopal priest recently did a TED talk, or Technology, Entertainment, and Design talk, where the premise of it was this exact statement: change does not change the world. Courage does. And I think it's an excellent lens to look at our scripture today. Our scripture today, our gospel, talks about the calling of the disciples, Simon, Peter, James, and John. And as it's read, it almost comes across as a mystical, magical, almost impossible feat that Jesus comes out of nowhere and says, "Follow me." And the disciples, as the scripture says, immediately left their nets and followed him. But there's a historical context here that puts it in a slightly different light. First off, most of Jesus' ministry was around the Sea of Galilee. Oftentimes, he would go down to Jerusalem, which was a long trip, but then again, so did everybody, because that's what you did at the high holidays. But the actual geography of Galilee is fairly small. Distances that would take a full day to cover back in Jesus' day, we can do in about 8 or 10 minutes. So their concept of distance was very different than ours. One thing that struck me when I was visiting Galilee, we were staying at a hotel on the west side of the Sea of Galilee in a town called Gennesaret. And if you see a map in your Bible, it will be there. And I decided to take a jog following the road around the sea. And within 20 minutes, I'd wound up in Capernaum, which is funny because that's where Jesus' home base was. But on the map in your Bible, Capernaum will be at the very top of the lake. So to us who've never been there, it looks like a huge distance, but in fact, it's about a mile. So when Jesus said, "Come follow me," and they immediately left, they were in a very close geographical area to their families, to their community. And the scripture tells us Jesus and the disciples would return to Capernaum as a home base. So although Jesus called the disciples forth, they were always around their family. This wasn't like you're never going to see your parents again. They were always sort of in the same physical area. Think of it sort of like, I don't know, a local band traveling around the South Bay playing music. Sort of. But it does connect to my second point, the concept of celebrity at this time. This day and age of Jesus, back at the first century, In the Jewish culture, a rabbi was the rock star of that society. They were the celebrity of celebrities. Everyone wanted to be a rabbi. And what happened was, at about 5 or 6, all boys would enter an educational system where they would begin to memorize scripture. And as the years went on, they would continue to memorize more and more, and it began getting harder and harder. And so eventually, many would not make the cut. And if you didn't make the cut, you stopped studying, and you went back to your family's job, because all jobs were based on your family relationship. And ultimately, what happened was the best of the best would graduate from the system, and they would go off and find a rabbi and beg that rabbi to teach them. So along comes Jesus to the disciples. Now, the disciples are fishing. They're not rabbis, which tells us that at some point in that education system, they didn't make the cut, and they went back to the family business. And here is a rabbi who's asking them to follow him. It's the complete reversal of what should happen. So in one sense, of course they're going to say yes, because now they get to be rock stars. I want to paint a slightly different picture of the possible reading that this is a moment of finality in which they give up everything they ever wanted and they never see their families again. But the truth is, after Jesus says, "Come follow me and I will make you fish for people," regardless of the benefits of possibly saying yes, there was a moment. There was a moment that each disciple looked back at their life, looked at what was comfortable, looked at what was safe for them, and they made a choice. A choice to follow Jesus. And in our Christian language, we like to call that a leap of faith, where we step out of our comfort zones and into the world and the calling that Jesus has for us. Now, I think comfort zones do exist. There are areas that we probably shouldn't go past because of our own safety. But I believe that the older we get, sometimes our comfort zones are actually our comfort cages. They are our self-imposed limitations in which we say, "No, I can't do that. I'm not capable," or "No, I'm afraid," or that just isn't me. And some of that may be true, but some of it just may be that we are unwilling to go beyond what we already know. But Jesus says in the Gospel of John that he comes to bring us life, and life abundantly. St. Paul says that all things are possible through Christ who strengthens him. So the Jesus way of life is a full life, an abundant life, a life beyond our wildest dreams that changes us and the world around us. And we enter that life by taking a risk or leap to follow Jesus. Now, there's a couple really good facts about a leap of faith that I want to share with you. One is that decisions or leaps of faith are not made without fear. They are made through fear. Jimmy Bartz opens up his TED Talk, and I highly recommend that you see this. We're actually going to add a link to it on our website so you can see it later on. But he opens the talk about taking his young daughter, Jade, skiing for the first time and handing her off to the ski instructors. And he thinks all day long he's going to get a call saying, you know, she's too afraid, you know, come pick her up, her day is done. But the day finishes, he goes to the ski school, and she's beaming with excitement, she's had a great day, and Jimmy says to her, "You did it, Jade, you weren't afraid." And Jade says, "Oh no, Daddy, I was afraid, but I did it anyway." So then, rather than being a fear being a signal saying we shouldn't do something, and you know, there are times when that is true, but it could also be a signal that this is our comfort cage, and maybe, just maybe, we can trust Jesus to give us a new experience and a more abundant way of life. Now, the second fact about leap of faiths is one I take great comfort in, is that leaps of faith aren't actually leaps. They're little baby steps. My personal example is I just began about 6 months ago an exercise routine or regimen that's known as CrossFit. If you're familiar with it, you'll know that it is sort of stereotyped by really muscular people with 0% body fat, throwing around hundreds of pounds of weights and loving it. That's not me. But I had a lot of friends who had some really good results from it, so I wanted to give it a try. And what I did for a month was do their sort of intro course. And when I got into the actual CrossFit class, I used very little weight. You know, I took baby steps towards a goal that, you know, today, there are definitely people who push more weight, but I'm at a place where I'm comfortable. And the fear I had at the beginning is no longer there. So leaps of faith are not made without fear, but through fear. And really, they are baby steps, or a series of baby steps, trusting God. And what we discover when we take those baby steps was not only Jesus holding us and supporting us as we took the leap, but Jesus is there catching us after it as well. So I want to share with you briefly a quick example of how I've experienced this here at St. Cross on a communal level. You may not know, but about a year and a half ago, we started here at St. Cross a chapter of the Order of St. Luke's, which is an international group focusing on healing prayer and the healing ministries of Jesus. We gather together once a month over a meal. We study scripture that talks about Jesus' healing ministry. And then we do the very brave thing as Episcopalians of getting in small groups and praying out loud for each other, something that's not too common in the Episcopal Church, or so I'm told. And it has been fascinating to see us come together, be a little timid about prayer, but over time, being comfortable with it and stepping into its great power. And now our chapter of the Order of St. Luke's is on another leap of faith. To be a full chapter, you have to provide and host a conference. And so March 1st, the Order of St. Luke's chapter of St. Cross will be offering to all of you and the order as a whole a conference on wholeness and healing ministry with Bishop John Bruno as our lead speaker. That's my plug. There are flyers at the doors. But you should be there, not only because it will teach you something about God's healing grace through prayer, but it is a witness to the leap of faith that we are taking as a whole community. So I invite you to be there. So the question today for you, for us, for me, is where is Jesus calling us into the life abundant and out of our comfort cages? The disciples took one small courageous step towards Jesus, and it changed the world. It continues to change the world. So what courageous baby step is Jesus inviting you towards that will do the same? Change doesn't change the world. Courage does. Amen.